Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies and louder microphones. Could you give me a little bit more, heat on this baby? Maybe this one's hotter. Hello? Oh, I like this one better. Guest number one, I'll get this shit mic. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on 11111. Last night we taped the Benson Interruption, the podcast, at Largo in Los Angeles, and it will be available soon or now in the comedy album section of iTunes, and we'll be taping another one on February 14th, 2011. Tuesday, January 18th, I'll be at the Comedy Zone in Jacksonville, Florida, and then I pop over to Common Grounds in Gainesville on Wednesday, and Thursday I'll be at the Back Booth in Orlando. And be sure to check out live performances of the Benson Interruption at SF Sketchfest, San Francisco Sketchfest, on January 28th and 30th with very, very special guests, some of whom have been on the TV version. There'll be no new Doug Loves Movies here next week at UCB, but I will be taping an in-studio ep for your listening delightment. And we'll be back here in 2 weeks with Comedy Death Ray auction winner Sean Sakame, and with any luck, if I can make the bookings work out, some of his favorite Doug Loves Movies guests will be here. And I'll tell you right now, so that you can plan ahead for 2 weeks from now, Sean has good taste. I saw Blue Valentine today, and boy are my balls Valentine. I'm not saying that it's long and slow, but it's rated arduous. My guest tonight, that was the monologue. The monologue's always very short or doesn't exist at all. It's like, hello, plugs, short monologue. My guests. Continuing from the theme of last week's show, all of my guests tonight are featured in the very entertaining documentary I Am Comic. Please welcome director Jordan Brady, Craig Anton, and Todd Glass, everybody. Todd, they're trying to clap long enough for you to get your ass in your seat. Now, this time, Todd didn't get as high as he did the last time he appeared. on the show, meaning he didn't really get high at all, except I blew a little bit in his face.
Sounds like a story.
Sounds gross.
That's true.
Pick up your microphone, Todd. Do I really have to walk you through all of this?
You said you were going to walk us through it. Hi, what about a black tablecloth over this? Never thought about that?
It isn't a very attractive table.
That
but you know what?
For the listener, though, does it?
It doesn't. And when I come on your show, Todd Loves Tables.
We're going to talk about it for the whole time.
Todd loves tablecloths, it would be.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're much more into tablecloths than tables. You just have a tablecloth at home that you sit on the floor and eat off of. Jordan Brady.
Hey.
You made a movie. You guys saw I Am Comic?
One person.
Yeah, everyone who's not clapping now is a communist. No, but how can they see it? What's the best way to see it? Is it on...
I Am Comic on iTunes, Netflix on demand. IamComicMovie.com, but it costs the most there, so don't buy it there.
Oh, okay.
Like Amazon, it's really cheap.
Oh, okay. How much is it on Amazon?
Like $9.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm. And it's a very entertaining documentary about what we do, stand-up comedy. Jordan, of course... Do you ever get up and do stand-up?
I do it. I've been in remission for about 8 years. I do it every now and then. I mean, to sit with these greats and yourself.
What do you mean
like
you do it every now and then?
Every eight years.
That'd be really rough.
It is rough.
That'd be really rough just getting up there. I'm going to try it tonight.
I do.
Haven't written shit in a while.
Well, I do the ones where you can read. You know, like the show where you do the...
You prepare a speech, and then you get Jeffrey Rush to teach you how to not stammer,
right.
and then you read it to the audience.
It was a King speech reference because he loves movies.
I know. Todd knows I love movies. He's what's the last movie you saw, Todd?
Oh, you know what? I swear to God, I remember the last time. I'm not just doing this to do it, but I remember the last time I said, before I do this, I didn't know it was movies again until just backstage. I swear to God, I didn't. I know that's what he does, and I had a feeling, but the truth is...
All the way over here, you were hoping, I hope the topic's tablecloths.
But I texted you today, and I asked you where it was, and you were very nice in your text back, and then I thought, I don't want to text him again. I'll be that guy. Like, it'll be like, oh, fuck, Jesus Christ. So I didn't ask you. So I don't see that many movies. I like movies. I don't not see them for a reason, but I don't see that many movies. I see them much later than a lot of other people. Because it's hard for me to follow them.
You see them on television when you're wandering in and out of the room.
Yeah. Or I see it when someone says, you fucking haven't seen that movie? And then I finally see it.
Okay, so what have you seen? What was the most recent movie you saw?
I mean, I saw probably some I can't think of, but...
You're like Sarah Palin and magazines.
No.
Why can't you just fucking name a movie?
I can name it, but I'm embarrassed that it's the last one. The last one I thought was really funny, and a lot of other people didn't think it was as funny as I did. I thought it was really fucking funny. Was Role Models.
I liked Role Models.
Yeah, you liked it, but I fucking loved it.
I liked it better than I Love You, Man, which got more praise.
That's so nice. I thought you were mad at me because the last time, and then...
No, I don't love you, man.
Oh.
What about you, Craig Anton?
All I got, folks.
I have kids, so the last movie I saw was Throw Mama from the Train.
Right, because you only see kids' movies.
Temple Grandin.
That's an HBO movie, but I guess it counts.
Yeah,
good job. What cinema did you see that in?
I didn't. I saw
that down at the ArcLight. But plane. You really don't go to movies ever, Craig? Aren't the kids grown up?
I do.
How old are your twin girls?
I saw Tron. My girls are 13.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Hot.
Young. So. And he's not kidding. They are. They live in Paris and they model. Ooh. And I cash the checks.
When they get to be like 18, 19, are you just going to constantly make sure that they don't meet any of your friends, your single friends?
I'm going to
friends.
Lobotomy and not worry about it.
Oh, okay. That's a good plan.
Now I get a big baseball bat.
But you must have seen some movie recently in your travels or on HBO.
Yeah, I saw Tron the other day.
Said Tron.
I saw On Flux or whatever, Ang Flux, the Charlize Theron movie, which I never saw.
Yeah, that's about time on that one.
Right?
Society really passed you by on that one. everyone has seen Aeon Flux.
Why don't you name some movies and then I can tell you if I saw them?
That's an awesome game.
I think it's a, no, I mean, I think it's a 2-hour show.
Did you ever see E.T.?
Yes.
Yes, okay, good.
But I did, yes.
Pulp Fiction?
Yes, I did. But they're old
Jaws.
Movies. Of course.
The Godfather?
Not all of it.
Couldn't follow.
That one scene is too much parts. For me when he shoots that waiter. I'm like even though I know it's a movie, you know when
spoiler
he the waiter,
alert.
Is that the right movie I'm
I
talking
think
about?
You're talking about Goodfellas.
Oh, Goodfellas, yeah. He goes, man, it was a little disrespectful. I thought, even that, even as a movie, I couldn't. I'm like, I know it's a movie, but I went, come on, you didn't have to fucking do that. It, like, bothered me. Even for those guys, it was a little dickish, right?
Do you get mad at Jim Brewer when he does an impression of Joe Pesci?
No, no, no.
Okay.
Not like I have to answer you.
I saw Torque with Ice Cube and Adam Scott.
You came to my screening of
and
Torque?
And I came to your screening of Torque, where you talked during the movie.
Yeah.
And my son, Jake, was with me, and we sat outside.
What's he, about 13?
16.
15.
Oh, perfect.
16. And we
he's got to meet the twins.
We gazed out.
And by that, I mean my balls.
Son, let me take you to the green room after the podcast.
Your help. Kids are here.
They're here.
Oh, but they're here tonight?
We went.
Oh,
we went
that's
to the
really
tour.
Horrible that I said that.
And we sat outside in the line, and we would rate people if they were just a little buzzed, high, and then you walk down with posters to give away, and my son goes, he's super high. Like, he didn't even know the movie.
It doesn't, comedy doesn't skip a generation. Your kids have it, too.
My other son and I saw you at the Benson Interruption.
One of the tapings.
One of the tapings, yeah.
Yeah, you guys have been stalking me. Your father-son stalking team.
I always said
it's awesome.
At the Benson Interruption show, I always had not a fantasy, but like, you know, the networks buying
you can
that show.
Fantasy.
And then they go, oh, we like everything, but don't interrupt. And you'd be like, well,
sort that's of a show. Great fantasy.
Not a fantasy, but like, you know how they change
sitting
everything.
Around jerking
maybe
off to
that's
that.
The wrong word.
Yeah, I always worried that that might be a note every week that we did the show that they might get. Hey,
don't
yeah, this
so
interrupting
much.
Part is not. Just sit there.
Let them do stand up. You know
just
what
sit
I mean?
There and
why
smile.
Bring out Don Vergen?
Look pretty.
They
who was that? Was
Phil
that Phil Donahue?
That was Phil Donahue. He works at Comedy Central now. What are you going to do with these people? They love it here. Who's right and who's wrong?
Craig, I didn't have time to go on IMDb today, and I usually don't have time to do it, but. IMDb, but
that fresh?
No, I say that all the
okay,
time.
Okay.
But have you been in any feature films?
A couple. My favorite. One of my favorite ones was I was in Dragon Wars, and I got to CG into what's that guy's name? Forrester, that was in Jackie Brown, that actor.
Robert Forrester.
Yeah, which was.
You
I mean,
CG'd into him?
Yeah. Yeah.
You became him?
Yep. Which is pretty...
That's pretty sweet.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then what was the other one?
You get extra money, you know, for that.
Yeah, I'm...
like stunt pay.
You wear dots and shit?
Oh, no. No. Just
it was an avatar.
A locked off shot, you know?
Yeah. And then what was the other
what
one?
Else? What else have I done?
Yeah, what was the other movie? I know you're on TV all the time. You're
I
always
am,
playing...
I was in I Am
somebody's
comic.
Dad on Disney.
Yeah, I'm on TV all the time.
Nickelodeon, you've been on, right?
All those shows, yeah, all those great shows. I don't need, don't
we did
remind.
A commercial.
Yeah, a lot of commercials, a lot of things
yeah.
you won't see, some theater.
Very visible, but not
read.
So much on the big screen. Todd, you haven't been in a big movie, right?
No, I don't think so.
But you
I
were
mean,
on Friends once, you said something to Jennifer Aniston.
I did. Like I'd be with that. Excuse me.
She's in movies.
Movie
she's
with,
in movies.
With yeah.
What's your favorite Jennifer Aniston movie, Todd?
Oh, I don't. Probably. I don't think any.
If you had to pick one.
No, I don't not like her. The one with the dog. What was that?
Marley and Me. That is a good movie.
I could enjoy it. I liked it, but all I knew the dog was gonna die. That's all I thought about the whole fucking movie. I'd say get to the part where the dog dies. No, because I knew that was going to be emotionally sad, but yet enjoyable. We all like to see sad movies, right? That's why we go to them. So if I, you know, so I was like, that was the part that was going to inspire me and make me appreciate things. And I go, just get there.
The wonder. If that's
that
why you
a
think
twisted, but I know
if
what
you
I'm
think
saying,
you go sense. To movies to get sad, that's probably why you don't go very often.
No, I'm saying
like
that
you're probably, oh shit, I'm not in the mood to be sad. I want to have fun with my entertainment dollar.
No, that type of movie. Is it just movies that are in the big theater, or you don't talk about HBO movies?
We could talk about Temple Grandin. It was about a girl.
I'm
about
upset.
A girl who wore cowboy shirts and had autism and was good
with cows.
Cows.
No, I just was just curious because I had seen another movie, the one about the guy who had Dr. Kevorkian too, but that's an HBO movie.
I liked it at the Emmys when Claire Danes won for Best Actress in Temple Grandin. It was very emotional because she and she looked gorgeous. You know, she looked beautiful. And then they cut to Temple Grandin in the audience, and she's like. It was kind of like, wow, pretty people can be ugly too and win awards for it. Like, oh, she deserves an award for looking ugly. But but they're beautiful. They have beautiful spirits.
Yeah.
Both of them. They're both brave. One to live that life and the other one to pretend it for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
They're both very, very brave. But
I was in one movie, but I got cut out. It was with Gary Shandling, and he's in the it's in a hospital scene. I don't remember the movie, but they wanted me to because I got cut out of it, and they wanted me to. I was in the hospital room, and they wanted me to wear a very short scene, and then they had me put a mask over my face. And I'm like, I'm only in the movie for a minute, and I gotta fucking like I had to get up at 5 a.m. for this shit, and then put it. They wouldn't even know it was me. I don't care. I could do without the $300 I made. So I started. I asked the guy really nicely. I swear to God, I was like, "Look, if the answer is no, that's totally cool." I go, "But can I not wear the mask?" He goes, "Well, you're in an operating room." I'm like, "I know. Can I not wear it?" And then I got cut out of the movie. Like, I think I really pissed that guy off.
You're in a scene where surgery's happening, and you spit when you talk. which one was it? Now I'm dying to know.
If you said
who
it, I would remember it. John Goodman, Gary Shandling,
Marley, and me.
No.
Was Gary Shandling supposed to be an alien?
Yes.
Okay, what planet are you from?
That's it.
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, no.
What planet do they only like movies that are sad?
So they never go.
What?
In the movie.
Oh, you don't got to be disrespectful.
Okay, sorry.
I still am a headliner. That's my go-to.
Every situation where they don't do what you want. I'm a headliner.
Yeah, I'm a headliner.
I need extra butter.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's.
It's like they give a shit at the restaurant. I mean, you just said it. I like to repeat it. It's fun.
It's fun to watch Todd get stuff. Because once he gets it, he's fully on board.
It's fun.
Yeah.
You okay?
No, he's now Todd's doing crowd work. Speaking of which, does crowd work come up at all in I Am Comic? Is that
crowd work got cut out?
But that was
the audience.
Is it in the DVD extras?
No.
Oh, okay.
But Todd has a bit with Larry Miller. It's on iTunes for free. A little bit that got cut out.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that got cut out.
And there should have been more jokes in it.
There's an amazing. Have you seen the edited clips, Todd?
No.
There's an amazing Bobby Collins clip.
Really?
Yeah.
What does he say?
Where he interviews him outside of a cruise ship, and Bobby Collins tries to spin that. You're a great comic if you can work on cruise ships. Not, I've reached rock bottom.
Well, it was to show the versatility of the performer.
Yeah, he's totally full of versatility.
Some comedians didn't want, like, Todd Barry. You know, Todd Barry's been on the podcast a couple
he's
of times.
He's been on. He, does,
yeah,
he, thinks,
Barry,
the, he thinks the Leonard Maltin game is convoluted.
Yeah. I don't know.
Convoluted.
I saw a guy with a tinfoil yarmulke.
But what about him?
We filmed him in the green room, and he goes, yeah, I don't really want my stand-up in the movie. And it would have been great, because it would have been funny, and it would have punched things up. So a lot of comics were weary of having their jokes in the movie. But then some comedians, the man to my left, Craig Anton, did bits specifically for the movie.
Yeah. Well, he does
a great
does a great routine in there. That's why I called you as soon as I watched that part of the movie to participate in this show, because I've known Craig for a long time. I always thought he was really funny. But you have a great section of the movie where you go through and describe the anatomy of a joke, like the beats
of how a joke works, and you're very succinct and funny about it. And everyone should watch it because talking about it is boring.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. That will not be seen here tonight.
Yeah, but it's really funny and but also educational. I told Jordan I'm going to show this movie to my mom so she'll maybe finally kind of understand what all these years as a comic on the road, like what
she can see Todd get high.
What really happens? Well, that's the other thing is I'm going to break it to her that I smoke pot. I'm gonna show her double bill of I Am Comic and Super High.
Does she not know, honestly, or are you just kidding?
She knows, but we don't talk about it. Like,
really?
Like, I told them when Marijuana Logs opened off Broadway, I told my parents, I was like, hey, I wrote and I'm starring in an off Broadway show. I'm moving to New York and gonna perform in this show. Oh, that's great, dear. We love you. And it's all about how I fucking smoke pot constantly. That's great. We love you. Like, they never. You have to make pot make you succeed before you can break it to your parents.
Right. Speaking of which, Todd Glass has been at a couple of festivals helping me pimp the movie.
Right.
And my boys were with me because they travel everywhere with me.
Now, wait. Your sons or your balls?
What did I say? My sons. Todd, tell him what your advice was. Well, as a parent, I think that's funny.
I don't know if it was advice.
It was parenting advice from
Todd.
You mean
to smoke pot with your children?
Yeah.
Well, it was more my brother's advice. But he had an honest relationship with his kids about pot. And then he did smoke pot with his kids when they were like 15 and 16 years old. And it was I thought they grew up to be, you know, they still seem to be pretty good kids. Why do I feel nervous? Like people are judging me. but yeah, he did smoke pot with his kids, and he had
Did he say it's funny to get them high?
I apologize to the listeners and to the crowd. I thought it would be a much funnier exchange. I thought it would be some sort
of. Well, how could I have made it funny? Seriously, I don't think it would have been that. I would have really had to make it funny.
First of all, I would never.
That's all my job.
I would never smoke pot with
my
kids.
Funny when I told you? Be honest.
It was fucking hilarious.
No, it wasn't. Be honest. Answer my question. I'm going to make a point
shocking.
Here. I'm getting a little aggressive. What did he say?
It was shocking.
No, but it wasn't funny. So you wanted me to take something that I said to you and go, see, remember what you told me? We just had a nice, serious conversation. Now tell it and make it funny. But I couldn't do that.
Remember when you told me you're a headliner.
Remember when my sister was going through chemotherapy, you told me how to be strong? Tell him that, but make it funny.
Okay, that was pretty funny.
See, you got there, Todd. He knew you'd get to it eventually.
But I have to say, why would any parent smoke pot with their teenage kids when there's edibles?
Well, that's true. That is true.
I thought that would be funnier.
Have you guys ever wondered what 127 hours would be like if it was a monkey? That's more for the people that are here than for the listeners. A monkey would cut off his own arm. It would die with respect and dignity. Spoiler alert.
Todd, you got me worried now. I think I was a better guest as Todd Barry.
Yeah.
I've never tried to do a Todd Barry impression until you just did it, and it totally unlocked the secret of how it's done.
You kind of have to hang on a few words.
I love it. Do you do impressions of any of the other comics from I Am Comic?
I do Tommy Davidson.
Oh, shit.
Tommy Davidson. Jordan, I don't know. I must have been drinking some green tea that day when you filmed me, because I'm saying some crazy shit.
Oh, you know, talk to him about what happened, what he does in the movie. Because he does talk crazy shit. You just let him go on like three or four occasions. Only one of them he's on stage in front of an audience. And he performs the fuck out of whatever it is he's trying to say.
He's on another planet.
Was he high then? Seriously, or drunk? Or No, not drunk.
No. He's
Tommy Davidson.
That's great, he's quite lucid.
We have this software in the movie that judges comedians by this program. Like, it's called the Comedy Evaluator Pro.
Ugh.
So we play.
I wanted to meet that guy so bad, even though, like, why argue with a guy like that? Like, so, you know, he thinks he can put comedy into a computer, and then evaluate it by when it goes.
He goes, all I got to do is space bar.
And no one ever gave him any shit in the movie about it. That's the only thing. And I
did.
The movie gives him shit about it. You're watching it and it doesn't make any sense.
I know, but somebody would have. It would have been nice to see.
He tells Rich Schneider, you're not a professional comedian when the man's a professional comedian. Yeah.
But wouldn't it be sometimes in a movie, it's nice, that, even though as the viewing audience, you know it, it's sometimes nice to see someone in the movie go, shut the fuck up. Like sometimes when somebody's half intelligent, you respect, you agree to disagree. When somebody's that dumb, you have to, you can't do anything else because shut up. And when they talk, I said shut up. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And I would have liked to see that in that movie. Maybe you could edit me in and afterwards saying it. Because we wouldn't have some of the best comics in the world if you always judged the audience, right? So why did that guy bother me? Because I don't know if he believes it or not.
Well, no, Rich wanted to give him shit, but I edited that part out. It was more tension if no one gave him shit and asked him to be polite.
Yeah, and it's funny that the guy, it's such a lame thing. You know that it's not, you know that he's not really good at judging whether somebody would be a comic or not.
Because you love movies and you got that.
I thought about the, you know, my family. They don't know.
My favorite part, but one of the biggest laughs in the movie, and you'll still laugh even after I've described it to you, is when Todd goes into one of his rants and he looks right at the camera and says, now don't cut this out, and then there's an edit right there. So funny.
Comedy through editing.
Comedy through editing, God willing.
Yeah,
Tommy Davidson walks in. He walks in while we're doing the comedy.
Tommy D.
Tommy D. He's on the cell phone, and he goes, yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Hold on. And he looks at what's happening. He looks at the computer guy. He looks at me, and he goes, you know, Dom Irera said, if you were to graph my act, it would go straight up, plateau at the top, good night. Hey, baby, I'm back. and he just got it and left.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He's crazy.
But I wish him luck in all of his endeavors, as I do all of you gentlemen. Would you like to play the letter?
Let's play the game. Bring it.
I'm glad I'm sitting next to you because I know the strategy and I suck at this.
All right, so here's what you're playing for. You're playing for a 127 hours booklet thingy that they sent me that is a complete waste of paper and the environment. one of those little Woot monkeys.
Whoa.
That I had dangling between the rocks on that thing a second ago.
Are you kidding me?
The screenplay for 127 hours.
Do it.
Which is, it's just a really fun read.
He cuts off his arm.
Doug Benson, professional humoridian, available on AST Records. Yay, Todd Glass live from the George Carlin Room. Is that a real place, the George Carlin Room?
Well, in Tempe, there used to be a little room called the George Carlin Room, but it's not there anymore.
Oh, it's not there anymore.
So you just taped it at the Tempe Improv?
Basically.
All right, that's a good room.
As it was I get older. Room.
Jordan what? Brought a film that he directed called Dill Scallion. It's kind of the country Spinal Tap,
Dave
right?
Dave Gould, Kathy Griffin in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Gruber.
And, of course, a copy of I Am Comic.
That's good.
And
you're going to win it?
And Craig just brought a shit ton of stuff. This is amazing. Somebody's really going to win tonight. He brought the Abe Lincoln story. Is that a band?
Yep.
He brought Emo Phillips CD.
Yep.
Wow.
Still in its packaging.
He brought
vintage Emo.
Mother of Invention.
A movie I'm in.
Oh, you're in that?
Oh, yeah.
I asked you earlier if you're in
that. I'm in a lot of things. I don't want to talk about it.
You brought Atlantic Records, The House That Ahmet Built. That gets a plug for no reason now.
Kid Rock and Ray Charles, both in there.
Flags of Our Fathers. That's a classic movie. It's fun to go to the multiplex when it's playing and pull the L down and just giggle all day. Breaking and Entering. That was Anthony Minghella's last movie that nobody saw. What's Ralph Fiennes is in it. He doesn't have a nose, just like in the Harry Potter movies. And
That's a
joke.
Book. It's a book.
Yeah, it's from the author of The Unbearable Lightness of Being, but is that as popular a book by this author? How do you pronounce that?
The author's name or the title of the book?
I know how to pronounce the joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Milan Kundera.
Kundera, yeah.
You're in that book?
I am in that book.
So that's what everybody's gonna. That's what the winner's gonna win is all that stuff. So it's quite a dazzling array of prizes. And
total prize.
Each of you has to pick who you'd like to play for in the audience. Now people have name tags, so I'd like you to choose one that you particularly enjoy or that you think is creative or speaks to you in some way.
Can we ask somebody to take off
their shirt? Get up and go take it from them when you. Or yeah, if you wanna see some tits, that's a great way to do it. That's a good bartering system. All right, the guys are walking around the crowd. Oh, someone wrote Todd pick me on their
why
tag?
Wouldn't I pick that person? I'd be a dick if I didn't pick that, right?
Well, now,
why wouldn't I? What guy wouldn't pick that? Like, if I went, I ain't fucking picking that guy.
But don't you think there's, since the guests were unannounced, there's a good chance he made that sign when he realized that you were on the show?
Of course.
Okay. I'm all right with that, I guess. I don't know. Who'd you get, Craig?
Allison.
Where's Allison at? Okay, congratulations.
Where are you from, Allison?
Doug, I gotta ask you. Wait, so you think it would be more of a compliment if he just wrote Todd picked me and I wasn't here?
No, I'm just saying that a lot of people prepare their name tags and then come down to the show, but he obviously made his after he made it in his seat.
That's extra special.
I'm glad Todd you look Barry. At it that way. Who'd you get, Jordan?
I have Sarah.
This guy's a scam artist.
Don't pick somebody else. What's his name?
Brando.
Brando. All right.
Brando.
He made up a name, too.
Todd,
he's the most creative person here. Yeah, Brando.
Is that your real name, Brando?
Yeah, and no? Jordan's got Sarah.
No. What's your real name?
And where's Sarah sitting?
Brandon.
She's a crippled girl in the corner.
Oh, Sarah's crippled?
She has no. I think it's crippled American, actually.
Okay. Well, we'll cry very hard if you don't succeed. And now Todd's been on the show before, and as we discussed earlier, he can barely name the titles of movies, so he's probably not very good at coming up with the answers in this game. It's probably pretty tough for you. Hey, buddy.
The founder of the show After the
in the movie. In I Am Comics.
I'm setting
Scott
up the bit, Scott, right now. Wow. Scott Aukerman had to come in and tell me that the bit I was setting up is ready to happen. All right on time.
Scott Aukerman in I Am Comic, by the way.
here to help Todd Glass, to assist Todd Glass in the Leonard Maltin game, is Zach Galifianakis.
It's been a while since I've been on stage.
Brando, give him your chair.
Yeah, let's get a chair for him. And especially appreciate him playing.
Fuck.
Are you going to play the Leonard Ball game or milk a cow?
No, I got to deal with this bloody stool.
That will not play in Poughkeepsie, will it? You're going to have to edit that out.
Poughkeepsie. All right. Let me pull it up here on my phone. You guys, Jordan knows how to play. He listens to it with his balls. Sons, I meant. And
pleasure to meet you, sir.
Hi, you guys haven't met. Zach Galifianakis, Jordan
already,
Brady.
He was so fucking big by the time we were doing the movie, you were untouchable.
That's right.
So you're going to do all the talking for Todd?
I don't know.
I'd love that.
We could discuss it, but I'm going to take his advice.
You should do it like a lawyer and a client thing where lean in and whisper, and that'll be fun. All right, so we'll start with Jordan. You get to pick a category. The categories you have to choose from are, I'm going to be in Orlando, Florida on January 20, so let's do the movies of Orlando Bloom. Last week it was Orlando Jones. Nobody picked it. So I'll try Orlando Bloom this time.
Would be,
Drumline would be one of the movies he's in.
And that's
I watched that on New Year's Day on cable while I was on the elliptical. Pete Postlethwaite passed away, the great Pete Postlethwaite. Zach is paying tribute to him with his haircut. But anyway, Pete Postlethwaite movies.
I can tell you.
I don't think it's Pete Postlethwaite. I think it's just Pete Postlethwaite. I think
Postlethwaite?
Yeah, I think the T.
Is it Bobcat Goldthwait?
Do you say sugar?
It's Postle THWA, so that's Thwaite. Is the TH silent?
I studied it at the London Academy of Dramatic Arts, so.
What's happening? Todd's passing out candy?
Oh.
I forgot the water, so I have a mint to moisten up my mouth a little. Thank you.
I said backstage you should grab a water. Okay, and then the third category is a very popular one, in theaters now. That's movies that are in theaters now.
Oh, we got to go with.
Which one do you
no
like,
Jordan? No disrespect
for
to Orlando.
Who?
Your gig, not
didn't
the
pass
actor.
Away.
And the other guy, I think we'd all stink at. So can we please have in theaters now for 100?
Yes. You don't get to choose. This would be a fun way to do it. Pick a movie that's, I'll tell you the first letters and you decide which one you want to play. First letter of the title. It's a movie that's in theaters now that begins with R, S, or B.
Do I answer now? Or do
yeah. I? Whichever one you'd like to play.
Black Swan.
No, I mean.
Oh.
I mean, which letter would you like to play?
B. Black Swan.
Then we'll give you some clues.
The Lynn Swan
story.
Okay,
we're going to do B. We're going to do B. Letterman says this movie has daring performances. And he also says that it's, he's going to remember it for a long time. And there are 8 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Jordan Brady?
8.
Nice, strong opening vid. Craig Anton. Todd doesn't even understand. How many names do you think you get in? You
what's
less,
the letter
you
can choose?
Letter B. It's in theaters
yeah,
now.
2 names.
He says 2 names. So Zach and Todd, you can either bid less names if you think you might know it, or you can say Craig Anton named that movie.
What, can you give me the letters again, please?
It begins with the letter B. And he can get it with 2 names. That's not how it works. You don't go, what movie is it, and trick me into saying the answer, and then you repeat it, and you win a taco.
He gives you 2 actors' names in the movie.
Wait, what 2 actors are in the movie again?
See, this is why Zach has the microphone.
I say Craig Anton.
All right, here we go, Craig Anton.
Mila Kunis and...
No, I give you the names.
Oh, crap.
They are Marianne Plunkett.
No, that is incorrect.
You're right, it's Plunkett and Ben Schenkman. The great Ben Schenkman. It's in theaters now, begins with letter B. Do you have a guess?
No.
That's it. That begins with N.
I think those are B actors. And that's
well, they are low on the list.
Yeah, it's
all right,
tricky.
So Zach and Todd, you win the point. The rest of the names are Faith Rodnicka, Jen Jones,
Got
John
it.
Dolan, Mike Vogel.
Know it. I know what movie you're talking about.
Michelle Williams.
Yep.
Ryan Gosling.
Yep.
What's it called?
The Bochul Network. Blue Valentine.
That's right. That's right. I saw it today.
There you go.
How was that?
It was arduous.
How many times did you cry?
Not at all.
That you couldn't
except
get
except for
time
when I had
back.
To pay for parking. That extra $2 is a kick in the balls I didn't need. All right, so Todd and Zach have a point. You're on the board.
Yeah.
Nicely done, Todd. Todd is great at this. All right, we'll start down here with Jordan again. Would you like to do, let's see, future guest Dave Foley? He's going to be on the show someday. Ooh. He said yes.
Ooh.
In theaters now, not in theaters now. It's Steven Soderbergh's birthday on Friday when this episode plops. So Steven Soderbergh movies, and then your third category is Zach Galifianakis movies.
Oh, how better known as OneNote. I write out my own message boards.
That's right. If there's anything terrible being said at you on the internet, you wrote it. It's a pretty clever way to beat him to the punch.
I think in honor of our special guest, Steven Soderbergh.
Okay. I like the way you played that.
Zach Galifianakis movies, please.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't want
to. I think that was fun to play Steven Soderbergh.
Okay, Steven Soderbergh. Yeah. I know more of those movies.
Yeah, you'll have more of an advantage. Would you like one from 83, 98, or 2001?
98.
Okay. This is a Steven Soderbergh movie. Leonard Maltin gives it 2.5 stars. Not fair. I like it a lot more than that. He says that it's it has a heavy dose of humor.
I know it.
And an appealing cast. Now, so if you know it, you could just say zero names.
Zero names.
All right. Now, Craig, you can go negative names. Yeah. Don't make a face at me, Todd. This game's convoluted, Todd. Craig, do you want to go negative names, or do you want to say name that movie to Jordan Brady, who seems
very cocky?
Yeah,
I'm going to say name that movie.
All right, Jordan Brady, what's the movie called?
Out of Sight.
That's correct. And that puts you have a spot in the Tournament of Championships because of that zero names answer. Very well done. That was impressive.
I didn't get extra points, though.
Huh?
I didn't get extra points for doing
that.
No,
you just get the 1 point.
What did Lenny give that? What? How
2.5 stars.
That's a great movie.
It's like a 4-star movie, I think.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez had an ass back then.
Catherine Keener.
I don't understand that.
And played a magician's assistant.
She's a magician's assistant. That's right. Yeah. It was a great cast. And
Don Cheadle.
Albert Brooks. Yeah. It's really good. Have you seen it, Todd?
Steve Zahn.
A young Washington Isaiah. What?
Todd.
Else, by the way, seriously, I'm not even joking around. Like me, like, you don't see a lot of movies? Why would we be here?
Todd.
Hey.
Seriously? Because Doug's funny.
I gotta tell a quick story. Doug, I was a tour guide at Universal Studios for like 6 months, and there was a part of the tour back when I was doing it where you had to take everybody off the trams and then give them these stupid speeches in shaded areas while you're waiting to go in to the next part of the tour. And I was giving a speech, and I said, "Does anybody have any questions?" And a lady that looked a lot like Joan Collins, but was not Joan Collins, but that kind of lady, you know. She raises her hand. She goes, "I have a question." I'm like, "What's your question, ma'am?" She goes, "Are we going to see any celebrities today?" And I go, "Oh, maybe. It's a working studio lot." You know, I gave the stock answer. So we may see people working here today, but it's not guaranteed or anything. And then she raises her hand again. I'm like, "Yeah." And she goes, "Then what's the point?" And then I have to go into my, "We're finding out how movies are made. You get to see this, Mill Valley from Back to the Future before it burned down and they rebuilt it."
An answer to your question, because Doug's, maybe I shouldn't even answer. No, because Doug's funny and there
it's
might
a fun
be
show if
it's
you're
a
not,
fun show. You might
don't
go, you
love
know what?
Movies, but who so doesn't wait, love so, movies?
So wait, I think this guy, so are you going to tell people if they don't love, who said that? Please stand up, sir.
He's a big guy.
I'm just kidding. He seems like a nice guy. He's a big guy. How you doing?
Pretty nice.
Thanks a lot for coming out.
Todd doesn't see a movie unless it has the words "and the bandit" in it.
But he also likes movies that are sad, so I'd say his favorite is probably Schindler's List and The Bandit.
I don't only like sad movies, by the way. Punchline. Da, 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 da.
And I'd like to say something about that.
Let's keep playing the game. Okay, we'll start with the Zach Todd combo down there this time. Would you want to go Orlando Bloom? Do you know who that is, Todd? Pete Postway, Postle Fate? Or Zach Galifianakis?
Orlando, who do you want
to
do?
I actually love Pete Postlethwaite, so I think I may can.
Do you want to go Pete Postlethwaite?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you there that time? We were somewhere, a bunch of comics, and Pete Postlethwaite was there for some reason. And it's a real person.
He's a great actor.
And he's very good. He's in The Town.
I know.
And
I know.
Like crawling up my ass. Who doesn't know Pete Postlethwaite or whatever?
By the way, in The Town, maybe you can explain this, Doug. In The Town,
yes.
If the madman guy, the FBI guy,
mm-hmm.
if he just like did a search of who bought scary nun masks and weird Rasta Skeletor masks in Boston, wouldn't they find the killers?
That's a good question. Do places that sell silly masks keep really specific records about who came in and paid cash for a mask?
He's got you there.
You asked, I answered.
That was a sincere question because we all love, well, we mostly love movies. And we're here.
No, my question about that movie is that, why doesn't the Boston Police Department have helicopters? But, all right, maybe they don't. Maybe that happens in modern society. Okay, Zach, would you like a Pete Postlethwaite movie from 92, 97, or 2010?
Just last year. Let's do 92 or 97. Let's do 97.
Okay. This is a Pete Postlethwaite. He's in it. Leonard gives this 2.5 stars. I'd give it 3, 3.5 maybe. Who cares? He says that it's completely contrived. And
due date?
I think that was derivative.
But that there's enough action scenes to make up for the lulls is what he says about it. 2.5 stars. Pete Postlethwaite was in it. Todd and Zach are conferring. There's no way Zach has information that will help Todd.
We are going to confer while they confer.
Okay. Confer and confer.
Do you know this?
Do you really? There are...
But if I'm wrong, don't trust what I...
No, I think you're right.
There's 13 names.
No, we don't...
How many names do you guys think you can get it in?
Zero.
Zach and Todd say zero.
All right, don't... If you think I'm wrong...
So, Jordan, do you think you could go negative names, or do you not have any idea?
Can we use our iPhones?
No.
Todd?
Zach?
Yeah. I know, I was really...
I know, you were making it very dramatic.
Making it very dramatic.
It's like $1 billion drop.
Name that movie.
All right, you got zero names.
Am
you
I
want
out?
The clues again?
I could do something with some negative names.
You think you know what it is?
I do, but I'm going to let them win.
All right.
Can you read the description one more time?
Yeah, from Leonard's review, he says that it's contrived completely, and he says it has action scenes to make up for the lulls. Enough action scenes to make up for the lulls.
Up.
All right, we have a three-way tie. You guys didn't get that one.
Was it big?
No.
The movie Big?
No.
Is it in the
Big
name of the Father?
Big had action scenes? What?
Is it in the name of the Father?
No.
That's 97, right?
Is it something?
Yeah.
Oh, you all know so much about... Oh, wait, they didn't guess.
I'll start saying names and you guys tell me, yell it out when you know it. Arianna Richards, Joseph Mazzello, Thomas F. Duffy, Richard Schiff, Harvey Jason, Peter Stormare, Vanessa Lee Chester, Vince Vaughn.
Oh, wait, I know it. No, I know.
Jurassic Park 2.
Oh, for heaven.
Jurassic Park 2.
Pete Postlethwaite was great in that. He was third billed, too, in that one. All right, so it's a three-way tie, you guys. Let's wrap this up.
Bum, 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 bum.
Show's going long. Is Scott Aukerman around to let me know if Zach is here? It was so funny. Zach tapped me from behind the curtain to let me know he was here, and then 2 minutes later, Scott walks right up on stage and whispers it to me.
You guys whisper that Zach tapped you on the back, or?
Yeah, he was like, "That was Zach that tapped you."
Oh, okay.
I was like, "I've been sitting here wondering." Okay, so you guys got the point that time. So we'll start down here with Jordan again.
And what is the score, please?
It's 1-1-1. It's a three-way. It's one. Today is 1-1-1-1, and it's a.
I think we should quit there.
Oh, we got to have a winner.
You're right.
Somebody's got to win these. Somebody's got to win these prizes.
Everybody's a winner.
So, what do you think, Jordan? You want to go in theaters now, Dave Foley, or another Soderbergh movie?
Let's go in theaters now again. Keep it current. Keep it relevant for the kids.
All right. Would you like the R or the S movie?
I think we all know what the S movie is, so let's go with the R movie. These are ratings? Is there an S rating?
No, they begin with that
letter.
They
begin with the letter R.
Yeah, this is a movie. It's in theaters now. It begins with the letter R. So if you have kind of a handle on what's in theaters now, you should practically be right at the answer already.
Yeah.
But I'll give you some clues anyway.
Leonard Maltin said.
He says it deserves to be seen. And then, because a lot of movies he'll write, look away. And he says it says it's worthwhile because of the exceptional work of its cast.
Is this a recent movie?
This is in theaters now.
No, that was his guess. Recent movie.
Stop guessing out of turn. All right, Jordan, how many names do you think you get in out of 10?
5.
Wow, good opening bit. Craig Anton?
27. 27 names. No more.
How many? Do you think you can do 4 or 3?
Sure.
Or do you want him to name it?
I think I can do it in 4.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now we're down to Zach and Todd. TG.
What about the Jews?
GZ.
Shooting.
What do you think? Two names, he says, Jordan.
Zach and Todd named that movie.
Why did you? Woo! He's just joking around again. Or do you think you know it this time? Your two names.
And you start from
the bottom.
Bottom.
Yeah.
This is for you? Brando, what do you do for? Did you go through this already?
Didn't talk to Brando.
What kind of job do you have?
Computer programmer.
And what is the prize tonight?
Stack of shit. Big stack of shit.
It's a bunch of CDs and DVDs and books and a monkey.
Is that stuff you could use, or do you you don't care, right?
It's all right. Whatever you want to do.
I'll tell you what. If we lose, you can throw it in a little bit.
Now listen, Todd. There's a great consolation prize if they lose. So don't feel bad.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, they get to make me call someone a shithead.
Oh, on the phone?
So no,
we don't have.
Yeah, they give me a phone number, and I dial it up and I say shithead, and then I hang up the phone. It's a great consolation prize.
Zach did it. It'd be cool, right? So we don't have to give any money away, right?
Yeah, don't give any of your money.
All right, these are tough times.
Don't put them in your will. It's in theaters now. Begins with the letter R. It's got an exceptional cast. And some other thing I said.
I think of it. Wouldn't that be fucking unbelievable?
That would be so great if you could think of it.
Go. Give
be
it.
So great. But the names are Mike Doyle and Stephen Mailer.
Are there billboards up with the name on it?
I don't know if there's any billboards.
See, he didn't think it was funny.
It's kind of in limited release. You know, it's one of those Oscar special kind of deals.
I don't know, to be honest.
How much time do we have to think about it?
It's done. You got to name it.
Okay.
I think if we had... I'm not
just
even
name a movie that's out now that begins with the letter R.
I think if we had 20 minutes...
Ratatouille.
You know what? You're not that far off.
It's animated?
Rabbit Hole.
Yeah.
Rabbit Hole.
Yep.
So who said name that? You did. So Jordan's our winner. Who is Jordan playing for?
Sarah. Let's see what he's won.
Yay, Sarah. You get all this stuff. Well played, I'll bring it to you because you're incapacitated. There you go. Now, just quickly before we go, I'm going to find out who they want me to call. How much money did you give him? That's like a wad of money.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about
all
it.
All right.
Just for show.
It's just show money. All right, let's go down the line. Plug something, everybody. What do you want to plug, Jordan?
I just want to
say, I am comic. Check it out on Netflix.
I am comic on Netflix, iTunes.
Yes,
where are the people that lost
the Empire State Building? Calling bingo on Friday.
Me and Zach do a one-man show. Starts in the end of March.
Where's the other one?
I haven't really discussed it with him yet, but it's all fun and cool. It's called Hey, Look at Us.
I'll be hosting Dancing with the Sklars. Weeknights.
I already forgot the first name. What's the name again, Brando?
Martin.
You need to yell at me. You got any road gigs coming up, Todd?
Yeah, I'll be Thursday, I'll be at the at Largo. You mentioned that here? That's cool, right?
Yeah.
Sarah Silverman and Friends Thursday. I headline.
Okay, so if anybody wants to go to Largo last night, because this comes out on Friday, go see Todd.
I like how that's a
I heard
road
it was
game.
A great show. It was a great show. Yeah, you got any road things?
Oh, because this is on, not for that. I'll be at the Laughing Skull in Atlanta.
When?
On the last weekend of January.
All right, that's
can
good.
You get
good
out
people
of
there.
No,
Marshall,
no, it's the Comedy Addict
there.
In Bloomington, Indiana.
Oh, shit.
Wait a second.
Where should I fly into? Atlanta or Bloomington? Oh, I gotta get my ticket quick.
Let's hear it for my guests, everybody. Jordan Brady, Craig Anton, Todd Glass, and the incredible Zach Galifianakis assisting. As always, Martin Rouse is a shithead, and Jacob Campbell is a shithead.
Now it's time for them to watch another talkie. The eyes of all the viewing prowess makes it.